In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are times in our lives when we look around and wonder, is this all there is? Sometimes it's just a passing question, other times it's for a season. We look at our life, our circumstances, and we want more. There is a restlessness, a searching, and a longing for something else. Some call it a midlife crisis. It can make us do crazy things. This searching and seeking. People get a new job, a new car, a new relationship. Maybe take up a new hobby, go on a trip, or work extra hours. But not much changes. It's not about the circumstances of life. It's about us. The restlessness, the desire for something more, generally means that we've been living life at the shallow end of the pool. Life and relationships can become superficial. People have been skimming across the surface. In some ways, life at the surface is easy, more efficient, encouraged and rewarded by much of the world today. It fails, however, to see and experience that the world is already transfigured and creation is filled with the divine light. Life on the surface keeps us judging the circumstances. We look at our circumstances as a picture. If it is pretty, pleasing, and shows us what we want to see, then God is good and life is as it should be. When people don't see what they want to see, then they often look for a new picture. However, the restless searching, the longing for more, and the desire for meaning are not usually answered by changed circumstances. The answer is found in depth, intimacy, and the vulnerability of the interior journey. We do not need to see new things. We need to see the same old things with new eyes. We do not need to hear a different voice. We need to hear the same old voice with different ears. We do not need to escape the circumstances of our life. We need to be more fully present to those circumstances. When this happens, life is no longer lived at the surface. These are the transfigured moments. Moments when the picture of our life has become a window into a new world, and we come face to face with the glory of God. It's likely that most of us seek God in the ups and downs of life. We want God to show up, to be present, and to do something. We want the God who does. This is the God described in Mark's Gospel, up to the point of today's reading. We might think about this as the first part of the spiritual journey. It is the journey of discovering God in the circumstances. Up until now, this is what the disciples have been doing. At some point, we must, however, begin to discover the God who is beyond the circumstances. This is the God who is. This is the second part of the spiritual journey. Jesus is leading Peter, James and John up the mountain to discover the God who is beyond circumstances. Here their pictures of life's circumstances will become windows by which they move into the depths of God's life, God's light, and God's love. There on the mountain they saw Jesus, transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. The cloud overshadowed them, and the Father's voice spoke of his beloved Son. Peter wants to build dwelling places. He wants to frame Jesus, Elijah, and Moses. He wants to preserve it. He wants to take a picture. Pictures, however, are static. On the Mount of Transfiguration, our pictures of life's circumstances become windows through which we step into a new world, a new way of seeing, a new way of hearing, a new way of being. That's what's happened for Peter, James and John. Jesus did not suddenly light up and become something he was not. No. Their eyes were healed and opened, so they could see Jesus as he had always been. The voice in the cloud was not new. Their ears were opened, and they heard the voice that has never ceased speaking from the beginning. The transfiguration is as much about them as it is Jesus. Whenever our picture of life's circumstances becomes a window into new life, we stand in a transfigured moment. Circumstances haven't changed. We have changed, and that seems to change everything. Those transfigured moments are all around. Every one of us could tell a story about stepping back from the picture of our life, seeing with new eyes, listening with different ears, and discovering a window that opened into another world and to another way of being. As an example, and if you were so blessed, think about the day you held your child for the very first time. Yes, it was a picture of a newborn, but it was also a window through which you stepped and were forever changed. You experienced a new vocation as a parent. You became a part of the mystery of creation. The Lord's glory surely shone as much in your hands that day as it did on the Mount of Transfiguration 2,000 years ago. Those windows are everywhere. If we have eyes to see and ears to hear. We often want to go back to those transfigured moments. We are tempted to build dwelling places for those moments, but they will only keep us in the past. To the extent we cling to the past, we close ourselves to the future God offers. So Jesus, Peter, James and John come back down the mountain. They could not stay there, but neither did they leave the mountain. They took it with them. It is what would carry them through the passion and crucifixion to the resurrection. Transfigured moments change us, sustain us, prepare us, encourage us, and guide us into the future, regardless of the circumstances we face. They show us who we are. We are the transfigured people of God. Open your eyes and see a transfigured world. Open your ears and hear the transfiguring voice. Open your heart and become a transfigured life. Every picture of life is an open window that says, "No. This is not all there is." Amen.
Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together in love. There is only one God, there is only one King, there is only one body, Jesus the Vicar.